Welcome to the Birdcast. On today's episode, we'll be talking about the top five things to do on a rainy day. So, Malone, do you want to start with number one?
We haven't introduced ourselves yet.
You're Malone.
Yes, I'm Malone, and you are?
And I'm Sloan.
Yes, and together we are?
Together we're...
Welcome to the Birdcast! So, as Sloan said, we'll be talking about the rain. And on this episode, although it's not raining outside, the news said there's a new typhoon coming in, and it'll be really rainy tomorrow. So, in advance, we are gonna tell you what to do in advance on a rainy day. So, who's gonna...
What's number one? Start with number one.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Okay, number one, don't just stick a DVD, watch a film in style. Write up a poster of the treats and what in the treats in store, cinematic and otherwise. Make snacks such as brownies, popcorn, ice cream, smoothies, carrot sticks, and mini tomatoes, if the grown-ups insist. Darken the room. Invite your neighbors. Use torches to show people to their seats. Then, what? Then let the show begin. Kinda unique. Would you use torches?
No.
What would you use?
Maybe cell phones.
Cell phone lights?
Yeah.
Why?
Cause torches are dangerous.
Okay, if you were gonna choose between brownies, popcorn, and ice cream, what would that be?
I'd go for pizza.
It's not. It's not on the list.
No, cause I don't wanna eat anything sweet while watching a movie.
What if the movie is sweet?
What?
Yeah, you know,
I don't like watching sweet movies. Except for A Walk to Remember.
Aside from that, that was the only sweet movie you ever watched.
And A Bug's Life.
That ain't sweet.
With the ants.
Don't tell me you haven't watched Titanic.
That's not sweet.
It is.
It's Titanic's weird. It's for old people.
How old?
80, 90 year olds.
It's a sweet movie, like the bestseller of all time.
Alright, so who would you invite to watch a movie with? Who would you invite to your house?
Aside from you?
Why would you invite me? Who would you invite? Your friend? Would you invite your friends or your crushes?
Both.
Both?
Yeah. And I'll be
and
inviting...
And what movie will you be watching with them?
Well, let's see. We got, I'd say, The Art of Getting By.
I haven't seen that one.
Or the seven, was it seven or nine or 11?
Seven Deadly Sins?
No, Psychopaths.
What's that?
Seven Psychopaths, I think, or 11. I forgot the number. Or The Host.
The Ghost?
The Host.
The Host.
Yeah.
I've never seen any of those films.
Really? Okay, how about this one? Monsters vs. Aliens.
What's that?
It's a movie.
Isn't that Predator vs. Aliens?
No.
Monsters?
Yeah, it's a 3D movie.
Like the monsters from Monsters Incorporated?
Yes.
Versus
yes.
Aliens?
Yes.
No, I don't think I've seen...
I haven't seen that?
No, not even the trailer.
Okay, how about this one?
Jose Rizal.
I didn't watch that, did you?
No, I don't even know who Jose Rizal is.
Shut up!
No, I'm serious.
You know who Jose Rizal is?
The one with the beard, the mustache.
No, that's General Luna.
Wait, wait, okay, so okay. I'm gonna read number two.
No, 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 no. Who would you invite?
To what? To watch?
Yeah.
Movies with?
And why?
Probably my crushes.
Not your friends?
No, not my friends. Why are you holding a knife?
I'm not.
Why are you playing with the knife?
I'm not. So we got crushes over friends.
No, I'll invite them on separate days.
Oh, okay, I get it.
And I'll probably watch Superbad on both days.
What? You'll watch it twice?
Yeah.
And have different reactions?
No.
What? Same reaction.
No, I'll watch Superbad.
Yeah.
With my crushes.
Uh-huh.
And then The Ring with my friends.
Why?
Because I usually watch Superbad with my friends. Like right now, currently, that's what I always bring to my friend's house.
Superbad?
Yeah, Superbad.
How many times have you watched it?
I don't know. More than... almost 10 times.
Dang. Okay. So for a change, you'll be inviting your crushes to watch Superbad.
No, no. I'll be inviting my crushes to watch Superbad.
And invite your friends
to watch The Ring.
Like the Japanese one?
Yeah, the Japanese version. But I won't be looking.
Where would you be looking?
I'll be in my bedroom. Oh. Sleeping.
Okay. So, what about number two?
So, number two, host a tea party.
A what?
Tea party.
Okay.
Dress up fancy the dudes.
Dress up
with... Set the table with good china and put on your most formal manners.
Yeah.
Anyway, the description I got from the internet is weird, but it just says that you should just have tea or coffee with your friends or family, either at your house or in a coffee shop or tea shop.
What if, like, it's raining hard?
Then just make tea or coffee in your house.
With no one else.
But it's a lot more fun to go to, you know, a Starbucks or a Serenity.
Yeah. But if it's really raining,
just stay at your crush's house.
So you are willing to get wet just to drink tea with your crush at her house?
Yeah. I don't know. No. No, I'd rather stay home.
Okay.
But that's the ideal situation.
The idea is like to have that social drinking gathering on a rainy day.
With my friends.
With your friends.
Not necessarily with any of my crushes, but with my friends.
And does it have to be tea?
Ideally a hot drink. So either tea or coffee will
How
do.
How hot a drink?
Hot like...
Yeah.
Like miso soup.
Oh, like noodles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't make sense. Yeah. So, it's pretty obvious that you can, you know, instead of staying at home, just call some of your friends.
Yeah.
And go to a nearby Starbucks or Serenity.
Yeah,
it's fun watching the rain from inside the coffee shop, especially if the walls are all made of glass.
You've done that before?
Well, not intentionally.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
Like relaxing.
It was like, I have something to look at.
Aside from your crush.
No, I don't usually. Aside from my crush, I have something else to look at.
Okay. Okay.
Aside from the things, aside from the, my drink.
Okay. Aside from looking at your drink or looking at your crush, you can also look at the windows.
Yeah, the windows.
But I gotta say, the picture of, you know, water dripping off glass is kinda enlightening in a way. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, it's relaxing.
Yeah. Okay.
So, what's number three?
Okay. Three. It says here that you should play in the rain and get wet with your friends.
I don't think it says...
But if you play in the rain, you'll get wet. Unless you're playing with an umbrella with your friends.
Okay, so can you explain number three? Or say something about number three?
I guess everybody, regardless of age,
height,
gender, height, stature,
hairstyle,
hair, yes, race, skin color, or even, you know, whatever generation you were from,
language.
Everyone, language, it's like this, you
facial
know,
hair
or body hair, it's been this universal culture that one must at least once
in
his
life.
Or her lifetime to play under the rain and get wet with their friends. Cause it's really sad if you're playing in the rain
by yourself.
Yeah.
No, but it's fun cause it's like a really like a supercharged shower
or supercharged emotional stuff going on.
You by yourself.
Yeah, you're not playing by yourself. It looks sad. At least to me. I never tried playing the rain alone.
By yourself?
Yeah, no.
I've tried it a lot of times.
And were you sad?
No.
You were happy?
It just felt like I was having a shower, but...
In public.
Way more intense.
Really?
And in public.
So you, like, brought, like, soap and shampoo?
No.
Then it isn't a shower.
No, I took a bath right after...
Taking a bath on the rain.
Yeah.
But that's taking a bath on the rain. It says you play in the rain and get wet with your friends.
Oh, wait. I don't think I've ever played by myself.
You never played with yourself?
No, by myself.
Oh, by yourself. Okay. So that wasn't true.
What?
Then you...
I misunderstood your question.
No, it says here in number three, it's like playing the rain with friends. So I'm saying that you cannot play alone in the rain. Or have you?
No, I don't think
See?
So.
Okay, so if you decide to play in the rain, make sure you got your buddies with you and you can play. Do you know any rain games?
Taguan?
It's sa ilalim ng buwan, hindi sa ulan.
Taguan. Taguan, habulan.
You play taguan.
Patintero.
You play taguan under the rain.
Cops and robbers.
Oh yeah, I tried that.
Cops and robbers while it was
raining. Yeah.
Dodgeball. I think I've tried playing dodgeball. Dodgeball.
Dodgeball.
While it was raining.
With who?
With my... either my neighbors or my schoolmates.
How did it feel?
I don't remember.
And you do remember playing dodgeball in the rain?
Yeah. I don't remember how it felt.
You felt young? And wild? And free?
No.
No? None of it? Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, be creative. As to what you would like to play, because technically every game can be played under the rain, except for computer games.
Yeah, and mind games.
No, you can play mind games.
And you can play board games.
No board games. What else? Indoor games. You can play ping pong.
Indoor games.
You can't play indoor games outside. Yeah, that's why it's called indoor.
All right, so why don't you move on?
I said number three.
It's my turn.
Yeah, it's your turn.
So number four, take an outdoor shower. Enjoy the rain.
Now that's what you've been saying a while ago, that you actually showered under the rain twice in your lifetime.
No, I think more than that.
Really? I've done that for just like, I think
50 times?
No, once or twice. And I've brought like soap and shampoo with me.
And a towel.
no towel. And I was just wearing
sando.
Nothing.
Nothing?
Yeah.
So you were in high school, right? This happened?
No.
College.
No, I was in
grade school.
Yeah.
Grade 6.
No. I think I was grade 2 or grade 1.
Oh.
What? I feel like Tarzan. What? Where do you think Tarzan takes a shower?
Near the bear.
What bear?
His bear friend.
He has a bear friend?
Yeah.
Wasn't that Jungle Book?
Oh. Right, it was Jungle Book. Tarzan had an ape friend, right?
No.
Or is that his family?
Yeah, he's not any friends. The elephant. That was his friend. That was his
Dumbo.
No, not Dumbo. I mean, you get my point. Although I think even the older people can shower in the rain. What did you say? Just don't be naked. Just, I don't know, have a shirt on.
Yeah.
Shorts.
I've never showered in the rain without any clothes.
Really?
On.
Never showered on the rain naked?
No. I always wore shorts or something.
So you have no shirt?
But yeah, just no shirt, but I have shorts.
Okay, I got a question for you. If it rains tomorrow, will you shower under the rain?
No.
Why?
Because the water's dirty.
Ugh.
Compared to 20 years ago. I mean, 10 years ago.
Okay, you're slipping.
Why are you playing with that knife?
I am not playing with anything. I'm just, you know, just like looking at it. It's like, it says stainless and made in Germany.
Wait, so why don't you read number five?
Number five. When it's wet, why not get wetter? If the local indoor pool seems too ordinary, find your nearest outdoor pool. Remember that rain can make pool water seem warmer than it is. Fancy swimming outside in open water? Take inspiration from the Outdoor Swimming Society, whose members submerge themselves in lakes and rivers. That's it. So, how if you are wet?
No. So this is the best tip. The best thing to do.
Exactly.
Out of the five options you can do.
But my question is, how can you get any wetter if you're already wet? No, seriously.
No, because when you're inside a swimming pool, I mean, the sensation of being inside, being submerged in a swimming pool is different from, you know, how rain feels.
Okay, so you should be inside
the
swimming pool.
And then
while it rains,
when you resurface just enough to feel the rain.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is the funnest. This best. Like this done best when. When it's around signal number three, number four.
Really? You've tried that?
Didn't we talk about this?
Why, we did? No! Three and four? Oh, wait. I vaguely remember something. No, there was this one time though. And like me and a few friends, just like a few, I think it was a year ago or two. We were in an outdoor pool when it suddenly rained.
Uh-huh.
Then we all kind of like, you know.
Cried.
No, we didn't. We were like imagining that we got shipwrecked and we are like in the middle of the sea. And we're like, help us.
And this was just 2 years ago.
Yeah. What? I'm still young. Help us, help us. I mean, it's like, you know, especially it's like really hard shower and you're like trying to get, you know, swim on the pool and like everything is just blurry. You're not even sure if it's cold or it's not.
Yeah, you're like in a torn between two worlds.
Lovers.
Or something. Two dimensions.
Yeah. And the sensation you always get when you like dive into the pool, then you know suddenly your surface like to gasp.
Feels warmer.
Yeah, to gasp for air is like it's like
it's
the
weird.
Yeah, it's like the next most realistic thing that you can probably experience if you were out at sea and it was
abandoned.
Raining and you got abandoned and like you had to abandon ship, unless the waves, of course. That's like the nearest thing you can experience. Then suddenly, like you know, lightnings were coming in, and the lifeguard kind of like
was
said,
hot.
No, he wasn't. He's old, by the way. He kind of like said, "Get out of here, son! There's like lightning coming out from the sky." And we're like,
"He was Australian?"
No, he was from Texas. And we're like, come on, Pops. Give us some room here. And the lifeguard was like, I can't do that, son. I got a job to do. Get out of the pool.
Wait, I remember that story.
Yeah.
Then right after he said that, you suddenly heard
wolves.
Some wolves.
Yeah.
Like, from the woods,
yeah,
near the pool.
Yeah, it's like every thunder that came in, they were like, "Oh!"
Wait, so if there was many wolves, there were many wolves.
No,
it would sound like,
"Oh!" Something like that. It's like your, you know, it's not like how your dog does.
It's like in a horror movie.
No, not really. It's like, we imagined they were like howling because they were wet. I think. Like,
wait, were they howling or barking?
Howling. So like, a flash of light, then thunder, whoosh, the next, oh.
Wait, can you do the thunder sound? Then I'll try doing the.
Okay, so
wolf,
how
the
we
dog
d- how do we do the lightning? Okay, no, okay, so the lightning comes in. Then
one, two, three. I'll play the part of the dogs.
Okay, then I'll just.
You'll be nature.
I'll be the thunder.
Yeah.
Okay, so like.
And
okay,
the rain.
And okay.
Okay, one, two, three, go. Yo, why did you stop?
Okay.
Why did you stop?
No, the rain stopped. The rain stopped.
Reverse roles. And I'll be the rain and you'll be the dogs.
Okay.
Okay. One, two, three, go.
Please forgive us. We lack sleep. Okay. I think it's about that.
But seriously, everyone should try this. Like when it's signal number three or signal number four, go to your nearest pool.
No.
Or better yet, go to a resort.
I'd say never try that.
Why?
Because, you know, it's a single number 3 or 4. You go outside, you got like flying stuff, like flying dead birds, flying, I don't know, rooftops, flying leaves, flying dogs. I don't know. It's like signal number 3. It's like saying that.
I mean, just be safe.
If you have a car. It's still dangerous, even if you have a car. Have you seen signal number 3s and 4s lately? That, like, you know, during the last few years.
Yeah.
Really dangerous.
I forced my roommate to go out of our apartment during what's that typhoon? The super strong one. Milenio.
Oh yeah.
I forced him to go out because I wanted to see if the mall near our school was open, even though it was obviously wasn't.
What?
Because, like, metal things were flying outside.
See?
And then I told him, "Let's go. It's gonna be fun." And then halfway to the mall.
Yeah.
Our umbrellas started to, you know, get broken.
You got broken.
I told him.
It's kind of useless to have an
umbrella. Yeah, I told him to open our umbrellas. So we both opened our umbrellas. Then they both got broken instantly.
Were you trying to be Mary Poppins?
No, I wanted to feel like, you know, feel like I was on an adventure.
Oh, okay.
So, around halfway through, you know, our journey to the mall.
Yeah.
Which is obviously closed. You can see there weren't any lights open. From afar.
Okay.
So halfway through, it came to a point that we couldn't advance anymore.
Why?
Of how strong the wind was.
See?
Like, the wind was literally pushing us back.
The wind didn't want you to go to the mall.
And we were seeing flying metal things. So I was like, this feels dangerous. So let's just go back and try later. But, you know, it sucks that our brothers got broken.
I know,
you should
suck. Yeah.
But it was fun, you know, pushing against the wind.
I tried leaning against the wind.
What happened?
I didn't fall off.
That's weird.
No, like, so.
Like in a music video.
Yeah, no, so it, I was. It happened when I was, I think I was
college.
No, I was in college, but I was in the Middle East, and it had this, like, they have this it's like a typhoon for them, but they call that like gust storms or something. It's like instead of rain, they have like really, really strong winds coming in, and it lasts for about 15 to 20 minutes. So it's like lots of sand, lots of wind going on. So I don't know what came. Wow, I don't know what I was thinking. Then I was like, okay, let me like lean against the wind to see if I actually fall down to the floor, which I thought was really dangerous because if like the wind suddenly stops, I'll just fall off. But the wind was just that strong. It's like I was like leaning for I don't know, like that. I don't know how many.
So you were leaning at an angle.
Yes, like I think it's like
that's around 60
degrees
or 70 degrees.
Yeah, and it was pushing me back up, and I kept like pulling my weight down. So like
challenging the wind.
Yeah. Then when I found, you know, felt like, you know, the wind was finally gonna let up. I was like, okay, I'm done. I'm standing now. And I went home filled with
crying.
Sand.
With sand?
Yeah, everywhere.
And your clothes?
Everywhere. I had to take a bath. And the bathroom was filled with sand.
That's fun.
I know.
Because that usually happens when you go to the beach, right? So it felt like you came from the beach.
No, it felt like it came from the end of the world.
Because you're in
zero
Kuwait.
Yeah. No, I was
because of the sand.
I was in the Middle East.
Yeah, you were in Kuwait. No?
No.
Oh, not specifically in Kuwait.
Not specifically in Kuwait.
Wait, okay, so that was our top 5 things to do when you're stuck
at
indoors,
home.
At home, when it, you know,
it's raining.
When it's raining hard outside.
Really hard.
So our sources for the top 5 tips yep. were realsimple.com and telegraph.co.uk.
Oh, before we actually move to our next segment, I just wanted to ask, you know the game, Hard Rain?
You mean Heavy Rain?
All right. Right, Heavy Rain, Heavy Rain.
Didn't we play that together?
Yeah, we did. They're making a movie.
Really?
Yeah, for it.
Is Jack Black the...
I hope not.
Antagonist. I mean,
he looks
main
like,
guy.
He looks like he could... Jack Black could be... I don't think so. But like, I've
Jack
seen...
Jack Black's the main guy, and then the main girl's Angelina Jolie, right? Hopefully.
Hopefully. But no... No, but, you know, I just want you to know, to those of you guys who play Heavy
PlayStation,
yeah, PlayStation 3, Heavy Rain, and there are, like, reports coming out that they'll be making a movie out of it, so, well, if you still want to watch, what was the other one? 50 Shades of Grey, go ahead.
Okay, so.
Okay, for the next segment.
We're gonna be reading some.
Wait, what about what it says here? Like something else.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, forgot.
Right. So should I do like the introduction?
No, I'll do.
No, I'll just like read the title. Then you can like.
Okay.
Okay. So next segment, self-help with Sloan.
And the topic. The self-help topic I want to talk about
yeah.
in this episode is the power of
love. Love.
The power of positive and negative thinking. Well, actually, I kind of changed my mind a little about this.
Really?
So, I was going to say that you shouldn't be 100%, you know, 100% positive.
What should you be?
But I mean that you should be a little negative, so you'd be scared of the consequences of, you know, of failing to do what you're supposed to do, or, you know, so that the consequences of, you know, not accomplishing what you're supposed to do are more real. But instead, I realized that it's a lot more efficient and a lot less stressful to be 100% positive.
Yeah.
On the condition that you're constantly taking action.
Wait,
towards that thing.
I think we've talked about this.
Yeah, we have.
Like yesterday again?
No.
Yeah. We're really? Talking about something. Remember I was like, you know, telling you about this friend that I have. I was telling him something like, the only reason why things happen in not for your favor, not whatever it is because you do nothing about it.
Mm.
Now, and then if you do that, you can't tell me something like, I told you it won't happen, because quite frankly, you didn't do anything to change it. So it all starts with a choice to act upon it. Now, if let's say you did everything possible to achieve that certain goal, I told him, and then nothing happened, then you can go to me and say, I told you so.
Yeah.
See, so it's like, yeah, positive, for me, positive and negative thinking is a choice, really. If you want things to be negative, it will be negative, and you can't tell people that I'm right, I told you I wouldn't pass, or I told you I wouldn't get that girl that I want. Because if you did nothing to achieve that goal, you have no right to tell other people that, you know, it's just the way it is because you didn't do anything. And the one that really, this statement, this self-help subject of Sloan, that one line that really stuck to me was the line of Bruce Willis in the movie Tears of the Sun. You know that movie?
Crying till you die.
No, Tears of the Sun.
No, I know that movie.
It says, it's like at the beginning of the movie, there was like this statement that goes, the only reason why bad people win is when good people
do nothing.
Yes, so there you go.
So I was gonna use my college exams as an example.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
So basically, like the subjects I failed were, I mean, looking back, the subjects I failed weren't, you know, I didn't fail them because, I mean, I didn't really think negative.
But you didn't think negatively
during the times that I knew I was going to fail those subjects.
But you didn't do anything.
But I know that I didn't study enough. Like, I didn't give it my all, despite being positive and, like, thinking, you know, everything's going to turn out right because, you know, God's going to take care of me or whatever. Like, I used that as an excuse or as a reason to assure myself that I won't fail this subject because, you know, God won't allow it. But, yeah, looking back, I didn't put, you know, enough effort to, you know, in studying for my exams, and yeah, so those led to me failing quite a few subjects in college.
Well, what I've heard was that you deliberately failed them so that you'll be getting a really hot tutor.
No, I would never do that.
So in the end, it was like, you know, a win-win situation for you. You get your pass your subjects with the help of a really hot tutor.
No.
Yes.
I would never.
I saw your tutor, and I was like.
Maybe that was your plan.
No.
Maybe you wanted to do that.
No. I was like.
I can text her and call her. I can tell her that you need some tutoring, even though you already graduated.
I know, but you look. You know, when I first.
She's single.
Really? When I first heard about you failing, I was like. That's impossible. No, seriously. I was like, Sloan failing? Come on. It's like saying, like, you know, the Raven got white or something. I mean, it's that impossible. Then I kind of heard, like, the news that you actually failed, and I was like, oh, that sucks. I can't really remember how I ended up in your place, but for some reason, I ended up in Sloan's place only to realize that, you know, the one who was, you know, doing tutors on Sloan was a really hot chick, and I was like, okay.
A mom.
She isn't a mom.
She is.
No, she's not.
Oh. I mean.
She's not.
I don't remember. I think she got married and then
after
got this divorce.
Yeah, after. But during that time, she was single and she was hot.
She was recently divorced during that time.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, so there was this really hot...
Or maybe I'm mixing things
up. Maybe you're mixing things up. So anyway, there was this really hot chick telling Sloan how to count numbers. And I was like, okay, I get it. I'm going home.
No, because that subject was really hard.
I know, it was a math subject, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And you needed help to count numbers.
Wait, before I forget, I want to tell the story about our trip to McDonald's and the waitress there.
Okay, go.
So, one week ago?
I think that was 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, Malone and I went to... McDonald's.
At what time?
Around 4. 4 a.m.
Why?
You know, we were just... we were bored.
I guess. Okay.
And then... Malone... you're allergic. Are you allergic
to
chicken?
Yeah, I'm allergic to
Malone's allergic to chicken. So he asked the cashier, do any of your rice meal... Do you have any rice meal that doesn't
have chicken?
Have chicken? So the cashier was like, "Yes, sir, we have a rice meal that doesn't have chicken
on it."
And then Malone was like, "Okay, so what is it?" And then the cashier was like, "Nuggets." Sir, nuggets with rice. We have nuggets with rice. Well, and then you were like,
"I was like, chicken nuggets."
And she was like, "Yes, sir."
I swear, that girl, that cashier, wants to kill me. I already told her I'm allergic to chicken. Oh no, sir, we got chicken nuggets.
That was the weirdest.
Weirdest morning ever. I think she just woke up, maybe, or she's sleepy. I don't know.
I think she was weeping.
I was staring at her when I said like chicken.
I was staring at you.
I was like chicken nuggets, and she was like yes, sir. I'm like no. There, I got a question though.
What?
Why are all the meals in McDonald's chicken?
Because they don't sell burger steaks, which would be
that's in front
the only
like, non-chicken
of yeah practical beef meal.
Yeah, it's either chicken or the only non-chicken they had. Was
nuggets.
No, no, was that fish fillet sandwich?
Yeah, but...
I'm hungry now.
They don't sell it with... and it's 11 o'clock.
I'm sorry. I was in an accident going to the office, and I caught Sloan with our secretary. So, okay, maybe not a secretary. Sloan was, like, on the sofa doing something. I don't know what, so there we go. I'm really sorry. It's I got here about 10?
10:30.
Oh, man, that's so bad.
Okay, so to wrap up the self-help segment. So basically,
it's like positive thinking.
Be 100% positive, but
act on it.
Yeah, take all the action that you need to take.
Exactly.
It's like, do what you need to do. Don't. It's still up to God. I mean, the final
say,
but you can't. Don't use him as an excuse.
Yeah, it's like
do everything you can.
God will give you the means, but that doesn't mean that God will do everything.
The beans.
Yeah, God won't give you beans unless you. No, they won't give you. God won't give you beans. That much I'm sure. Even if you ask God for beans, he won't give you beans. And he'll be like, "Son, I already gave you beans."
It's a weird voice. Okay, so let's move on to listener mail. Okay, so
listener mail.
Malone.
Listener.
This is mail. From. Let's just call him Maxter.
Ooh, from the Empire Strikes Mac.
Yeah. Exactly, from that film.
Maxter.
Okay, so here, read this. Wait, I lost this question.
Didn't he play the role of, like, Maxter Skywalker? Wait. Well, that was him, right?
Wait, so he doesn't want to remain anonymous after all.
Really?
We can call him Kuya Mac, aka Attack,
aka the Empire.
Anyway, so here's his question is, wait, I lost it.
What?
But I memorized it, so you can read the next question. So his question is, oh no, here.
Okay. Go.
Here.
Oh, no, this one. The question is, would you consider dating your former girlfriend again, even though she ended it before, and why? So, who gets to answer?
You. I mean, you go first.
Yeah.
You would.
Because I saw this story from the 700 Club Asia. It's about this... this married couple, and one of them is like a celebrity chef, I think. they broke up in a span of, I don't know, 10 years, I guess, or 5. They broke up like 6 or 7 times before actually getting married. And if I remember correctly, the girl already had 2 kids by then. So the question is, would you consider dating her again even if she ended it? It depends on you, because the guy, when they asked the guy, like, why did you, you know, after all that she did, she ended your relationship again and again and again, why didn't you give up on her? And the guy simply says, I love her, so I can't really say no. So if you really quote unquote love this ex-girlfriend of yours that much that, you know, you would actually give her a second chance, then go. But if you don't, well, then don't. Again, you my answer is yes, you can consider, but I wouldn't tell you if you should or shouldn't. So it really depends on your judgment, or why did she break up with you? Yeah, was it her fault? Was it your fault? So what else? Everybody needs. Do you believe that everybody needs a second chance?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. Cause like God gave us a second chance, I guess so. There you go. Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's that, even that Kuya Mac. What? Yeah. What? Kuya Mac also wants a second chance. Assuming. I'll just have to assume that he is actually considering it, going back with his ex-girlfriend. Is he single now?
Yeah, he's single.
Ready to mingle with a tangle?
I don't know.
Okay.
I haven't.
Okay, how about you? How about you?
I don't know, it depends on. I probably would if even after dating other people, like, she's still the person I like the most.
Yeah.
But that's only after I date a lot of other people. Like, I'm gonna, you know, check my options first. And if none of them.
That sums up to her.
Can't compare, yeah. Don't compare to, you know, what I have with her, my connection.
During your relationship.
Yeah, then I'd probably consider it. Unless she cheated on me.
Or
if she cheated on me, I don't think I'll ever consider
or
getting back.
Or unless she happened.
She raped me.
I don't mind.
Which
I don't mind her, my ex-girlfriend raping me. Hell, she can rape me all day. And anyway. Or unless, I'm sorry. Or unless she happens to be a guy.
And then she tells you that, hey, Malone, I just want you to know that
I love you.
I love you. Hope you don't judge me, but I'm actually a guy.
Yeah. Then you know what?
That's
woman
weird.
/ man. It's over. I can't believe you actually touched me. There we go. I'm not
okay. So. I hope that answers
the question.
Kuya Mac attacks question.
Yeah.
This next one's from an anonymous person. He asks, how do you split the bill on your first date? Yung swabe. Haha.
To answer that, you muna.
Okay. I'll probably designate one thing to myself and then another thing that we'll be spending on our date to the girl. So, for example, I'll pay for dinner or for lunch and then she can pay for dessert or drinks.
Yeah.
Or I can pay for her movie tickets. And then she can buy the food.
Or you can pay for the motel.
What?
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 Muscles. You know.
Gym.
Yeah.
I ain't pay for... No.
What? What? Muscles.
Yeah, so basically just you know, pay for something.
You can pay for her massage. If you go into like those spa.
Yeah, and then she can pay for food after, or maybe tea.
Milk tea. After.
Yeah, so I'll probably pay for the you know massage. The more substantial thing.
Then she can pay for the less substantial things.
Yeah.
Like fare. Assuming that you didn't bring any car.
Yeah, assuming that we commuted.
Yeah. And communicated.
I'll pay for the trike and then she can pay for dirty ice cream or fish balls.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Or quack quack.
Huh? I've never tried quack quack.
Really?
And the chicken skin thing.
Ah, never. Never will try that.
Oh, forgot you're allergic. Okay, so what's your answer to that question? How do you split the bill?
My answer, I won't.
You'll pay for everything.
Yeah, the way I see it, especially if you're like, you know, I consider dates.
Debates.
No, I consider dates like
weird.
Like, it is mandatory for the guy to pay for everything. If you can't do that, then don't go in one. Because,
How many dates have you been on?
Countless, sad to say.
Wasn't that your answer?
Oh, I did?
Last time.
Really?
Yeah.
But the thing is, with all of those dates, no matter how numerous they were, and no matter how it got me really...
How illegal they were.
Yeah. Wait, come on, let's not talk about that. How broke I was after. It didn't matter to me. Because, one...
You like the girls that you were with.
Yeah.
I mean, the girls.
I wouldn't go on a date with a girl I didn't like. Would you?
No.
See? So, I liked all of them. And I paid for everything. There was this one time I was on a date with four women. Four girls.
Is that even considered a date?
Yeah, it's a group date.
That's weird.
It's not. And I paid for everything. I lost about 2,750 pesos.
Where did you? So you, what did you pay for? Like
everything.
Dinner.
The movies, and there I kind of, you know, I went with them to their houses. I kind of like, what do you call that?
You stayed 1 hour.
No. I was like, okay. I didn't have a car, so I was like, okay. Hatid ko na lang kayo. Sama ako na.
One by one.
And it was fun. It was really fun because, like, the girls were like, "Ah, this is where you live." I said.
So you liked all of them.
Why can't I like all of them?
No,
anyway, but there was also this one time that I was on a date with just one girl, and
so
I also
you were
and
on
I,
normal.
Yeah, I was on a normal date, and I spent almost the same amount.
So that means you like this girl
more. When the thing is, you know, my parents, or more specifically, my dad always told me, it's like, son, if you're going to date someone, if you're going to date, you know, a girl, it is mandatory that she will not pay for everything, even if she insists. Mm-hmm. You should be like, no, I won't take your money. I will pay for everything, and you will love me more. Something like that. So my question is, how do you split? You simply say, don't split. It's all mine. And you like it even more.
So it's good that we have different answers.
Yeah.
Or else it would be boring to
watch. Yeah.
I was expecting that we were gonna be. Are we gonna have the same?
No, I've never did that before. Although I had a date before, that she was so angry and I didn't let her pay for anything. So that was a new experience. Well, every girl that I ever dated was like, "Really, you're paying for everything?" And I'll be like, "Sure, baby."
Yeah. Okay, so here's our next question. He just wants to be called CS. I mean, Mary May.
Mary May? Really?
Can you read the...
Oh, okay. It says the question is... I think I know this guy.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. I think... The question is three essentials when dating girls. How to prepare for a date. So, I get to answer this first?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. One. You should first do a lot of research. On the girl. Okay? You need... The most important thing is for a guy to have the information he needs before going on a date. For example, does the girl have allergies? Does she like movies? Does she like guys that, you know, goes out with her on a formal wear, or does casual wear works out for her? Does she like eating outside? Does she like, you know, you should...
Eating inside?
Eating inside the house. What does she prefer? So, the one and most essential thing that you should always do before dating a girl is to
research on her.
Know what she wants and doesn't want. Because you don't want to be... Can you imagine you dating this girl that you really like and you just have no idea what to do, because you have no idea what she likes, and you'll be like, you know, what we call it, guessing all the way? That's just horrible.
Actually, I'd like that more.
What?
Actually, I'd probably do that.
No, but the chances are, look, we'll just have to assume that every guy is an average guy, not like us. But he said three essentials. But that is, for me, one of the most essential things. Cause
so research on the
research. Girl. Have information about her. Does she shave or not? Or does she... And then, anyway, that's one. The second thing is...
Does she shave? Who is that guy?
Yung pala guy siya, diba? That would suck. Anyway, next would be, for women, first impressions always lasts. It is the most important thing that you should win. So
number two.
So number one is do research. Once you know that, number two is your first impression. It should be suave. Oh, what the hell? What was that?
I don't know.
Okay, it should be like smooth. It should be like... But your first impression would also depend on the information you got. For example, she likes men. For example, okay, she likes men who looks really powerful, like, you know, confident, and they know what they're doing, or they look like they know what they're doing. So, what you would like to do is like look snappy. Probably be in a formal wear, have a watch or rings, you know, which indicates like, you know, I'm confident, I'm powerful, blah blah blah. For example, she likes...
And fill your front pocket with money.
Yeah, or credit cards, or even if that's your dad's credit cards, who cares?
Yeah, just fill your pocket.
Yes, whatever. If she likes that, then you're, again, it doesn't matter what happens next, because for most women, it's always the first impression that would always last. Next, would be, for example, she is the type of girl that likes, you know, like that rugged looking man with torn t-shirts and pants, blah blah blah. Then, you know, go ahead. But as much as possible, try to be yourself. Because in the end, what she would be really looking at is the real you. And if she likes it, she likes it. If she doesn't, then move to the next. So one is information, appearance. Then the third and last essential, chivalry. As though many said that chivalry is already dead, most, and like, you know, with women rights, you know, trying to be more equal to men these days, women still want to be pampered and treated like men. So it doesn't matter how you look, it wouldn't matter if you look like, let's say, I don't know, René Requesta's. But if you like treat her like a princess, and I guess on that date, then I guess she'll be happy. She'll be happy, and she'll be like, "Oh, you're such a good friend," or more. I don't know. But you know, it's how you treat her, it's how you look, and it's what you know.
Mm-hmm. So those are your three.
That's my three essentials, and it works for me. Although I'm not saying...
So that's what you usually do?
Usually. I usually have more, but he said three. So.
Those are your three main things.
Yeah, general points.
So...
How about you?
Mine are...
Alone.
Number one would be... I make sure that I'm in a good mood.
Really?
That day. Like, I make sure that... yeah, I'm in a really good mood. Because... You know, I think everything's gonna fall into place if you're happy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, if you're happy, you're just generally in a good mood, in a joyful mood.
And you'll be singing, if you're happy and you know it, clap my...
So, do things that'll amp you up before the date. Like, do things that are fun, that'll, you know... That'll make you happy. So that, you know, so that it'll set the tone of your date.
The mood.
Yeah, it'll set the mood of your date. So that's number one. Number two is know where you'll be going for the whole day. Like, already have places to go to. In case some of them are closed or like some of them turn out to be not that, you know, not that good. For example,
yeah,
you don't like the menu of this restaurant, then have a backup already planned.
Yeah.
So know the places that you'll be going to. So that's number two.
Okay.
And then the third one would be Prepare for the best. Prepare for the best outcome possible. Whatever outcome that is to you. Prepare for the best outcome. Bring everything that you need, that you think you'll need.
Like a raincoat.
Yeah.
Handkerchief.
Why would you bring?
It might rain.
That's not the best. Outcome.
But that is the best outcome.
so just don't expect anything, but at the same time be prepared for everything. Don't expect anything. Just go on a date, with a goal of just having fun. So like what you said.
Whether it is...
Concerning what you said about the research thing.
Yeah.
The reason why I said I wouldn't necessarily do that is because... I don't know. I usually do what I want to do.
Ah, okay.
Like, for example, I've been wanting to do this thing or go to this particular event. I'll just bring the girl along. And it's not just on dates, you know. I mean, I do this with friends or family. Like, if there's something I want to do or something I've been wanting to do, then I'll bring along, you know,
everyone,
friends or so, that that also translates into
fun,
you know, dates. Oh, okay. I do on dates. So there, those are my three things. Have fun. Make sure that you're in a good mood that day. Number two, like know the places that you'll be going.
Yeah.
And number three,
prepare
for the best, and just you know, go there and go on the date to have fun. And don't expect anything, but be prepared.
Well, and just to add a little more information about that, I know this other guy who does the opposite of what you just said.
What?
One, he always expects for the worst that can actually happen. I have no idea why he does that. When he said he has this, like, superstition that if he expects for the worst, the best actually comes out.
That's weird.
I know. And for me, I don't know. I always did everything, all my dates on research. Is that bad?
No, everyone has their own.
Okay.
Style.
Yeah, but the style of expecting for the worst was like,
that's weird.
It was like the top for me. I was like, okay. So we are expecting you to be busted and left for dead on the streets tonight after your date. And it's like, yeah. Okay.
Okay. So this is our last question. This is from. Let's just call him the Frog Prince. So, what do you do if you were stuck in an elevator alone with your ex? If you were the sanest person, would you be naughty, nice, or what?
What?
What would you do if you were stuck in an elevator with your ex?
Okay, you answer that first.
Me, I've never had an ex, so, but, I mean, if I had an ex,
nothing,
I just probably, like, make small talk. That's all I'm probably gonna do. And if I'm interested in her again, I'll probably get her number, so we could catch up and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, that's basically what I'm gonna do. How about you?
Well, one thing. Stuck in the elevator. We'd probably have.
Or I'll smell her perfume. But not in a creepy way.
Okay, what kind of answers are we allowed to say in this podcast?
Good, nice answers.
I know, I mean, like. Wholesome, not so wholesome.
Wholesome.
Okay. If I was stuck in an elevator with my ex, and for some reason I still like my ex.
Yeah.
Wow. I'll wish that the elevator was stuck a little bit more. And then I'll go like, so we're stuck. Well, let me finish. So, we're stuck and we can probably die in here because we have no idea where we are. And, oh, how are you, by the way? So, I'll start first, you know, with that little chit-chat. And if she kind of, like, talks back to me, and I'll lean a little bit closer to her. And I'll be like, so, we'll be stuck here for a little while, and there's no signal on our cell phones. Would you like to play a game? Just, you know, to pass the time. And if she says yes, well, we'll be...
Then she's stupid.
No! She made the right decision. Because I still like my ex. I mean, I'll just have to assume that we broke up because I didn't call or because I missed our anniversary or monthsary. I never broke up with anyone that I did something wrong. So I'm that confident that I can, you know, approach again and be naughty. Next, be really naughty. And the last one, be overly naughty. She likes that. And that is the most wholesome answer I can
give. You can give.
Yes.
Okay, so guys, I hope we hope that you enjoyed this week's episode of
The Perkcast.
And before we leave, we just want to remind you that the weekly dancer size schedule for the Pergola is on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 5 to 7 p.m. at the second floor. For Mondays, it's Retro Arrow with G-Boy. For Wednesdays, it's Hip Hop with Eric. For Fridays, it's Zumba with Eric again.
Zumba.
Who is a Zumba certified instructor.
Zumba. Zumba.
And on Saturdays at 3 to 6 in Cafe France, we'll be having the Scrabble Club, the weekly Scrabble Club. With
what do they do there?
Display Scrabble the whole day.
Oh, that's nice.
And
can you play that under the rain?
No, because the board will get wet. Here, Malone, why don't you remind our listeners about the email and website?
Okay, for Pergola Facebook, search for the Pergola Mall. For the Pergola email, contact us on the website. And
yeah, there's a contact us page on pergolamall.com.
Oh, okay. And for the Pergola Twitter, it's at the Pergola Mall. And for the Pergola website, it's http://www.pergolamall.com. And there we go. For the Percast website, Twitter, and email, it doesn't say anything here.
For the Percast website, just go to the pergolamall.com and then click on the podcast link. And we have a Twitter. It's at Percast. So do follow us. And if you have any questions, if you want to ask us anything, or if you have any suggestions for the podcast, you can email us at perkcast@gmail.com. And we'll make sure to answer you or to read your questions.
And come up with really cool answers.
Yeah. So that's it for
episode 5. When the Empire Strikes Mac. Okay, I hope you listeners got whatever it was that you needed, and I hope that you found this episode informative and
tell your friends.
Yes,
to listen
and ask questions that we will answer any question that you can think of. And you'll be surprised.
And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe on our iTunes page, podcast page. If you have Apple devices, or if you have an iTunes account.
Yep, that can also work. So I guess this is the last few seconds of this episode, and we would like to say thank you. And once again, this is the Perkcast. Goodbye.